When the Federal Aviation Administration changed its flight paths into Sky Harbor International Airport in 2015, homeowners who started hearing those loud jet engines fly overhead were outraged. Residents said the noise was so loud their windows would shake when they flew by.
Well, one company has created technology that addresses this kind of noise at the source, the jet engine. Pratt & Whitney has created a family of engines that make less noise. Now they're being used on new crossover jets across the country. Those are smaller commuter jets. To find out how it works, the show's Lauren Gilger spoke with Dr. Robin Sabata, Associate Dean of the School of Business at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Prescott. She's an expert in aviation noise and its impacts on communities.
So what happened with the Pratt & Whitney engine, which is one of the main ones that's being used on the new crossover jets, is that particular one addresses both the noise from the fan blade and the noise that's created by the shear and the exit air. And what it does is it uses a gearing technology that's been around for decades, but they've made it smaller and made it less heavy so that it can be incorporated better into aircraft engines. And so now it's being used in this way to be able to mitigate noise and reduce those two sources of noise on an engine.
Right. And so this also makes an engine more efficient, right?
That does. It makes an aircraft engine more efficient, and in doing so, it also reduces air particulate emissions.
So let's talk a little bit about how this could actually affect people living near airports, urban airport noise in general. We've had a lot of controversy over that here in Phoenix over Sky Harbor's flight paths or lawsuits, et cetera. So how would this address problems like that?
Well, the crossover aircraft is a narrow-bodied aircraft, and it essentially fills the market niche between the high-end regionals of today and the lower-end mainline narrow-body single-aisle aircraft. And so it's like that 70 to 150 seat area that the crossover body jets are filling.
So this likely wouldn't affect a larger international airport like ours here?
Well, if the aircraft leaves a smaller regional community and it goes into a larger airport, like when an aircraft flies into Sky Harbor Airport and it's a regional jet, yes, it could help both ends.
All right. Could this technology be applied then to some sort of larger aircraft that we see more often at these bigger airports?
Absolutely. They're already using it in many of the larger aircraft. So the neat part is, with this new engine, or I should say the reuse of an engine technology that's been around a long time, but it's now, you know, higher tech and it's being able to be incorporated, what we're actually seeing is in these smaller aircraft, the ability to bring in some of this really neat noise mitigation technology that was only available in larger aircraft.
So are airlines actively investing in these kind of quieter engines right now? Like, how far away are we, do you think, from having quieter airports?
Oh, well, quieter airports may be different than quieter aircraft because there's two different ways that you can reduce noise on communities. One is what we call noise at the source, and that's where you make the aircraft itself quieter. And that we're talking about the engines, but a little bit with the airframe, any place you can reduce noise at the source. The second way that we can reduce noise is by separating the community from the aircraft noise. And the way we do this is, say, curfews, or changing the departure and approach paths of aircraft, or we can do things like displace a threshold so they land further down the runway and away from the communities. And a big role the communities have is to make sure that active land use planning is underway around those airports so that you don't have incompatible land use next to the airport. So that's really important. It's sort of a partnership between the airports, the airlines, the aircraft manufacturers, and the engine manufacturers. And let's not forget the pilots themselves, because they fly the aircraft and they can deviate from whatever the recommended pathways are. So all these together make noise impact in communities.
So is there a downside here? I mean, if airlines need to invest in this kind of technology, could we see costs of that affecting prices?
Well, there's been some talk of the fact that this new technology could affect prices, but if you actually look at ticket prices, average airfares over the last 10 years, there's been an average decrease of about 1% a year in the cost of airfares. So it isn't necessarily that you can't do both at the same time. We can improve engine and aircraft technology such that contributes to efficiency and at the same time provides a better experience both for those people inside the aircraft and for the communities we serve. So the possible downside is that while we're going to see a net decrease in noise generated per aircraft because of these new mitigation technologies, we're going to see a 25% increase in total airspace traffic in the U.S. So you may actually end up seeing a bit of a net increase in noise impact.
Robin Sabata is the Associate Dean of the School of Business at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Prescott. Robin, thanks so much for coming on the show.
No problem.